From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Welcome back to another episode of Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem on MTRadio.net. That was In Rapture with their song Oceans from Billings, Montana. This is Mistress Oisey welcoming you to another awesome show. Welcome.
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, how you doing?
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, have you shenaniganated yet?
Yay.
Have you shenaniganed? Everyone should shenanigan.
That should be a t-shirt. Is there a t-shirt that says, have you shenaniganized or have you had a shenanigan?
Well, there's the definition of it.
Yeah.
A shenaniganator.
This is true. Be a cool shirt.
I always say they should have things written on people's back of their pants, like on their pockets. That way we have an excuse to stare at their butt. Like, I wasn't staring at your butt. I was reading your butt. There's a difference. I mean, you already had the excuse for reading somebody's shirt and looking at their boobs. Why not have it on their butt?
That's a good idea.
A message written on my butt. If you can read this, you're too close.
If you can read this, I farted.
Yeah, you might want to move. That's really ladylike, too.
It is. I had pants that said back off.
Did you?
I did.
Nice. Yeah. In Rapture is from Billings, Montana. Members include Nate, Tony, Zach, Sam, Kaylee, and Junior. This ambient experimental metal is composed by a six-piece. They have samples and videos on their Facebook page, so check that out. They're currently on tour, and they've had stops in Vegas, California, Oregon, and of course, Montana. Tonight, they're in Bozeman, Montana. Tomorrow night, they'll be in Billings as they wrap up the tour. So
get out there and see them while you still have the chance.
Right. Welcome them back to Montana.
Right. I mean, come on. They've just parted in Vegas. You need to remind them how awesome Montana is.
True stories.
Like, those people down there are lightweight compared to the rest of us. Watch us mosh.
Their album is Oceans to Arsenic, and it's now available. Visit their website, enrapturemusic.com.
Well, let's head on over to Bozeman. We're going to see Nequiter. Nequiter, this is their song with four. It's that Roman numeral four that we also love and don't get much use out of. So it's nice to see a band playing with it.
True.
True. Make people think.
What for? This dark metal band was created in 2009 and has several songs available for free and for purchase on Reverb Nation and Bandcamp. You can often find their merch for sale on their Facebook page. It's kind of a hit and miss, but check them out. This is Four with Nequiter on The Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
Under the gun, under my thumb, got you right where I want you. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. My dream has come true. Go on and cry, go on and lie, and say the truth is not true. Prepare yourself, here it comes. I cannot wait to hurt you. Everything you've done and everything you've said, I know that you're bleeding. I ain't done with you yet. I'll make you beg for mercy, and that ain't just a threat. Rip your fucking heart out. What you give is what you get. Everyone who knows you will stop and say hooray. Everyone here loves you. Time has come to pay. The time has come.
Will Summers from Wolves Among Ruin, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem. Mm-hmm.
with some Cancerous with their song Monster. Cancerous is out of Billings, Montana. You've got their members Josh, Michael, Katie, and Lucas. Those guys originally got together back in 2006. They've actually been on a hiatus for a short amount of time, but actually just making it back to the stage. They have a show this Saturday, June the 4th.
Yep, in Billings, Montana. It's going to be Juice Fest. It's going to be awesome. It is Josh's birthday, and that is how he celebrates his birthdays. He has Juice Fest. And I'm really trying to figure out how to go to Billings next weekend. I wish it was this weekend. I really do, but I know it's because it's Memorial Day. You don't compete with Memorial Day.
No, you don't and even want to try with all the camping. And
but Josh is awesome.
That's
one
hell
of
a birthday party, too. I mean, come on. He gets to go through and Cancerous returns. They get to play music, and he gets to have a party.
Walking Corpse Syndrome is going to be there. There are so many bands that are going to be there. It's going to be
lots of
fun.
And we've partied with Walking Corpse. They're one hell of a band to party with.
There's a really awesome metal band. I got to look it up here in a few. Coming down from Canada and stuff. It's just a huge, huge party and celebrates an awesome person, Josh. All right. So Juice Fest has tons of bands coming down. You got Cancerous, Spellcaster, Katie Robertson, the lead singer to Cancerous, is going to be doing her own set as well. You have Iron Swarm, As the Crow Flies, Walking Corpse Syndrome, tons. And there's just like a whole bunch of bands. I can't even list them all. There's so many. So the show starts on Friday, and it's going to go all the way up until Sunday morning early, so about 2 a.m. So it's Friday and Saturday, and it's in Billings, Montana. All ages. There are links on there in the event for Juice Fest 2016. You can buy one ticket. You can buy two tickets. You can buy which day you want, Friday or Saturday or both. It's ticketfly.com. But if you go to Juice Fest, type in Juice Fest, all one word, 2016, you'll find the event on Facebook or go to Cancer's page. And it's going to be one heck of a party. So go to it.
It sounds like one hell of a party. Kind of wish I had the weekend off.
All right.
Me too. Go up there, you know, like it's okay. Who needs to work? We'll just all call off.
Yay.
Our bosses will never know.
I will not be adulting. I will be meddling.
Like, I am sorry I'm not adult this weekend. I am a metalhead. Please send a note home to my mom.
All right, let's head over to Great Falls, Montana and listen to some Odds Unfavored.
Members include Jake, Shane, Mike, and they are influenced by Machine Head, Devil Driver, Slipknot.
All right. In the fall of 2015, the band's lead singer, Mike, left the band to pursue his own stuff and, you know, family life stuff, which is understandable. The band still wants to create music and do shows but they are on a hiatus until a replacement is made. So, hey, if you're interested in being the lead singer of Odds Unfavored up in the Great Falls area, get a hold of them. They're a fantastic band. They do an amazing job on the stage. So much energy. The song that we're going to play for you, Sugar Freakers, is a live version of that song, and it's them covering System of a Down. It's fantastic.
It's watch live.
They were doing a show here in Butte, Montana, and Straight Line Stitch, they were opening, Odds Unfavored was opening for Straight Line Stitch, and as the bands are sitting out in their tour bus and stuff, they hear this song and they recognize that it's System of a Down, so they start wandering into the venue, and then they're just standing in front of the band going, holy shit, and they're like, and they're like high-fiving the band. They're like,
well,
that was fantastic.
Because not only is the vocals right on, but the music is just tight, right, exactly. I mean, it sounds
like System of a Down.
It's like one of those
amazing
ones you like look up and you're like, I know it's not them, but holy crap, it's like,
you guys should just be like a cover band for System of a Down. I mean, they're fantastic themselves, but they could pull it off. Learn all
like
System
their
down
second
songs.
Band, like, we'll walk in the dressing room, come back out, you know, be our own opening band. Hey, why not?
Twice the paycheck.
Sharing that money with anybody. Can you imagine the t-shirt sellers? Like, we all have to stand in between the two booths. This is our, you know, our side band, and this is the actual band.
Right?
Got groupies from both. Fighting over which band's better.
Double blowjobs, just saying.
Yeah.
Create a side band and then open for yourself.
Pretty much. We're helping you guys. We're finding you guys ways to save money.
And make better. More money.
And make more money. You know, come on. Twice as much merch, you know. And it just have like reversible outfits.
There you go, a reversible shirt.
That way, like, you're, you know, open, you know, your cover band on one side, and then you flip it out right side out, and then you have that one. And then they have two outfits they can wear.
True.
Same price. Charge them more because it's a reversible shirt.
That's or a great reversible idea. Underwear.
Right?
See, reversible. I'm like, yeah. Oh, no.
Wait.
No.
That didn't okay, work. How about one band needle on the front and the other on the back?
That would work.
One for each cheek.
Yay.
Which I'm the right cheek. I'm the left cheek.
And I'm the front.
Woo. And if you fart, it goes between.
Ew. All right. This is Odds Unfavored with Sugar Freakers live on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Meadow.
You're mine. I tell you what they want you to hear, and you consider it the truth. Nobody opens their eyes. Our whole economy is robbing us of our lives and natural resources. And are you happy? Come on! I work for the system.
This is Dave from Ortodes, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Yeah.
was some Loinhammer with Galdar the Enforcer. These guys are out of Flathead, Montana, and their members are Devin, Doug, Jared, Jeremy, and David. This warrior thrash metal band describes their music as eye-gouging, throat-ripping, finger-melting, ear-bleeding metal.
That is the most accurate description of them ever.
I love them.
I love them, because you start listening to them, you're like, yep, yeah, I hear that. Uh-huh.
Yep,
that's fantastic.
Yep. Oh, there's that. Yep, mm-hmm.
They're just fantastic guys. You should definitely get out and check them out.
Hit up their Facebook. Hit up their all their pages.
Yeah. Well, nothing on Facebook since an emergency cancellation last month. I wonder what's going on.
So we're hoping that everybody's okay. We're waiting for an update, and I'm sure it'll be soon. And we wish them all the best.
And we will keep stalking them, and you guys stalk them, and we'll also send love letters and, you know,
come back.
Pictures of them. Like, we saw you today at the store. We know you had time.
I saw you at a stoplight.
We saw you at a stoplight. You had time to make music.
Yes, you did.
I saw you singing along in your car. And I know you're not the singer, but you still, you had time for music and you didn't do anything with us.
How dare you? No, just kidding.
Like, I saw you singing in the bathroom. I know you're taking a dump, but still.
You can make music.
It was music.
All right, we're going to stay in the Kalispell area. And we're going to listen to some Resurgence. This song is Prophecy. Members include Travis, Corey, Eric, and Dalton. They are fantastic. I remember when they were Vengeance and they sounded good, but they sound tight as fuck right now. I actually gave Travis knuckles after the performance because I was just standing there. I'm like, holy shit, you guys sound amazing. Their sound is clean. It's right on. Their drummer, he growls.
Yes, he growls, and it's so awesome. They think they're just cool.
Yeah, I didn't know where it was coming from because I knew that Travis, the lead singer and stuff, and he was doing, you know, his thing.
He does his guitar
and
his
vocals,
yeah.
And I'm like standing up, but I could hear this extra growl, and I'm like, that is badass. Where is that coming from? And I had to get closer to the stage, and then I'm standing there watching Dalton. Yeah, watching Dalton, and he's just drumming away, and he's... And I'm like, holy fuck, that's awesome.
And that's probably something he does naturally. That, like, oh my God, put a mic in front of that. That's awesome.
Right?
That was probably, like, during practice. He was like, and, like, growling at him. Like, whoa, that was awesome.
That should be in the album.
That night needs to be added to this song from now on. That is a new noise that goes with it.
It's fantastic.
Like, growl at them. They will find that awesome.
Yes. Resurgence has a bunch of upcoming shows with Mobile Death Camp. They're going to be in Spokane, Washington on July 2nd. And then on July 3rd, they'll be in Kalispell, Montana. 4th of July, they'll be in Helena, Montana. July 6th, they'll be going to be in Great Falls. July 7th, they'll be in Billings. And then July 8th, they'll be in Bozeman. All those dates with Mobile Death Camp, which is fantastic. Awesome, awesome. So definitely check out Resurgence and, yeah, get out to a show. This is Resurgence with Prophecy on the Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Rod, and you guys are listening to the Mistresses of the Mayhem.
Hey, this is Don Jameson from That Metal Show. You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
Let's go.
That was some Mahama Waldi with Snuff the Fluff. These guys are out of Hamilton, Montana. The band members include Moof and Southpaw. They're death, thrash, meanest, ugliest boogie band you can't resist.
True story.
True story. Once you see them, you understand why people love them. And I mean, seeing them on a video is one thing, but seeing them live is even more amazing. The two of them, just they're so in sync together, and they put on such a great live show.
It's just amazing. It sounds fucking amazing, and you're just like, you're just drawn to them. They're like one of those bands that do draw you to them. They're like a magnet, and you just,
you're outside having a smoke, and they take stage, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're in front of the band. You're like, where did I put my smoke?
Did I put that out before I made it?
Oh, okay, it's not still in the hand.
Yeah, they're amazing. You should definitely check out Mahama Waldi. They've got YouTube videos of Mark and more, and check them out. They're fucking awesome. You'll love them. All right. Mr. Soisy saying, thank you very much for tuning in this week. Check out Montana Metal's Facebook page for all the upcoming shows in Montana. There's a ton of them. There's no reason to not be out supporting metal. Happening on June 16th, for instance, is Venom Incorporated. They are coming to the Palace Lounge in Missoula, Montana on June 16th. Check that out. Judgment Hammer is going to be playing with them. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. Thank you for supporting Montana Metal.
And this is Mr. Sancy saying, get out, buy some merch from a band. One, you'll look awesome. And two, it helps support those bands so they can keep making more of the music that we all love to hear.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying thanks for having me yet again. And get out there, support your local scene, even if it is an inside out, you know, underwear.
Do not wear your underwear more than once, children.
No.
Bad. Just go free ball it. It's fine. I would rather have you free ball it than wear it
than
twice.
Not ball it.
Because if their scene starts to smell funny, ain't no one touching that.
That's very true. Very true.
crunchy underwear are not good.
Ew.
Or ones that stick to the wall, for that matter.
Ew.
I've seen those videos. If they're moist enough, there might be a reason why they're sticking to the wall.
That's true.
Okay, so if they're there for a week and you can kind of hear the crumbling, leave
that
them
was too
alone.
Much. All right, we're going to close out tonight's show with some ripple effect. Ripple effect. Out of Billings, Montana, you've got Angel, Phil, Nick, Evil, and Keith. They were started by the drummer Angel Campbell and guitar player Phil. They have lots of music posted on their Facebook. They're influenced by Pantera, Alice in Chains, Pink Floyd, Slayer, Machine Head. That is quite the combination, and they are quite the band.
It explains why, though. I mean, from all their different influences, why they are the band they are.
Yeah, you can totally hear it in them. So, yeah.
And they pull it off quite well.
Fantastically.
I mean, you know, that's a musical love child in itself.
Right? That's a good musical love child.
It's a love child. It's not like any gang rape. It's just a love child.
All right, so check out all the awesome bands that we get to play for you each and every week, and thank you very much for supporting Montana Metal. Thank you to DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week and making us sound awesome, and of course, Sean for letting us play on his awesome station, mtradio.net. Check out all the awesome shows on that station. The song is Chick Wings on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.